With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Looks like there will be no border deal until next year.
Chuck Schumer is bad at his job. He waited too long to engage in these negotiations. Then he tried to bring senators back to jam a vote up against the Christmas holiday. That obviously is not working. So I imagine we're going to have a few more votes on nominees this week, and then we'll break for the Christmas holiday.
Senator Tom Cotton was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. The U.S. and a host of other nations are creating a new force to protect ships going through the Red Sea that have been getting attacked by Houthi rebels. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
10 to 15% of global trade moves through the Red Sea. So keeping that trade flowing without interruption or harassment is important for all of our countries.
Flooded roads, downed trees, and power knocked out to hundreds of thousands of homes in a storm that barreled into the Northeast.
In Cape Nettic, Maine, station WMTW recorded waves crashing on the shoreline. Monday's storm forced flight cancellations, school closures, and killed at least four people.
That's correspondent Donna Warder reporting. If you want it done right, do it yourself. It seems that Texas Governor Greg Abbott is taking that old adage to heart when it comes to securing his state's southern border with Mexico. He's approved sweeping new powers that allow police to arrest immigrants who illegally cross the border and give local judges authority to order them to leave the country. He told reporters he's operating under rights created by the framers of the U.S. Constitution.
They inserted Article 1, Section 10 to the United States Constitution to empower states to take action to defend themselves. And that is exactly what Texas is doing.
Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott's comments airing on KRGV, and this is SRN News. Religious freedom advocates send a message to the Biden administration, as Michael Harrington reports.
They want the State Department to put Nigeria on its list of countries of particular concern over the ongoing persecution of Christians. Two Muslim terror groups are active in Nigeria, and they have murdered thousands of Christians over the past decade and driven even more from their homes in the northern part of the country. The advocates say the Nigerian government isn't taking the problem seriously, and the U.S. needs to send a message. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Catholic Church moves a step closer to embracing gay marriage. Pope Francis has formally approved allowing priests to bless same-sex couples. The Vatican explains radical change in policy by insisting that people seeking God's love and mercy should not be subject to what it called an exhaustive moral analysis to receive it. The Pope recently suggested blessing gay couples could be offered under some circumstances. This is SRN News. Google agrees to pay $700 million to settle allegations that it had been suppressing competition against its Android app store, Google Play. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
$630 million of that settlement will go to U.S. consumers who are supposed to be automatically notified, and $70 million to a fund used by states. According to the deal, each eligible consumer receives at least $2 or in proportion to their Google Play spending.
The Food and Drug Administration has found extremely high levels of cinnamon at a plant in Ecuador that made tainted fruit pouches.
FDA inspectors say cinnamon tested from the plant had levels of lead more than 2,000 times higher than a maximum level proposed by the agency. The spice was supplied to Astro Foods, which made the pouches. The applesauce pouches were sold under three brand names, Wanabana, Schnucks, and Y.
That's Ed Donahue. More details at SRN News. News.com.